Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Round
like a waterfall. I like this song.
Waterfall. Stopping us right now.
Even White Brian's dancing. Look at him. Yo, I did
notice. He getting his haircut this weekend.
Did you notice what White Brian's got working? He's wearing his pink pants, B. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Big night in the Hawk house last night. Good for White Brian.
Hawk.
Yo, I mean, it's his name. I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh,
B,
boy.
I wanted to ask you something.
This show is off the rails every damn day.
I mean, Fridays are literally called Vodka Red Bull. What do you want from me?
Bro, we need to have some.
Scotty, where you at? B, I was unaware of this. I want to get to the Commanders wide receiver depth chart and how we feel about it because of that stupid tier thing the other day. But this is a legit question. I guess the Junks this morning talked about Six Flags in Bowie is closing?
Or maybe I heard that.
But wherever that is. Like, the Six Flags over there on
Who
Central
said
Island.
That? Didn't Jeff, you told me that yesterday, didn't you?
Is it? I thought they were just closing the water park. They're closing all of it?
Yeah, it's completely closed.
Well, we need to get somebody else to come up in there and get that right.
Why?
They just don't see it in their future plans.
Dude, for all the talk of, like, the Commanders won't just leave Northwest Stadium to rot over there, what do you do with an old amusement park? I mean, there's like a billion roller coasters and stuff. Like
neighborhood.
What?
Turn it into a neighborhood or build another park.
There's already a house on that land.
Somebody might come in and get it right. Wasn't that Dan's stuff for a while?
Yeah, it was Dan's.
You didn't expect it to stay running good if it was his, right?
Yeah, the website says it's open in May.
Yeah, but they say it's closing.
In the end of the year.
I think.
End of this year it closes.
Yeah.
All of it or just the water park?
All of it.
Damn.
Yeah, it would be hard to just close just half of the park down.
I don't know. I mean, are you a park expert?
No, you ever been inside Six Flags America? You know the water park is in...
To the left.
Yeah, it's the only Six Flags with the water park included with the rides part.
I'm just saying you could close the left side and keep the roller coasters going. Like, if water park upkeep is significantly more expensive or whatever... Probably need more humans for
and then
water
you have
parks.
To think, will people come spend $50 for 30 minutes? Because you can walk that entire park and ride those rides in 30 minutes.
That's how little they got? So,
yeah.
If you just want a daily ticket, that's not that bad. A daily ticket starts at $30. Now, granted, I haven't been over there in a while. When's the last time you were there to ride a roller coaster?
I have never ridden a roller coaster over there. I've gone around
really?
For different events and stuff like that, and I took the kids over there to go ride, but I didn't ride anything.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, I love roller coasters. I told you I rode that crazy thing down at Busch Garden.
Oh, you did?
The fastest, supposed to be the fastest in this whole country.
How's King's Dominion holding up? King's Dominion was always my one seed of local amusement parks. As a kid, I'd get the most excited for King's Dominion. Is it doing well?
I guess. I don't hear no news about it closing.
Busch Gardens is definitely doing well, but that's also like they have like a bigger, I don't know how to describe it. They have more than just like roller coasters. You know what I mean? Like, I think people go there for restaurants and stuff. I hope King's Dominion's all right. B, we saw this dumb thing the other day about where the Commanders' wide receivers rank. Am I crazy? I think they've improved dramatically at the position.
You're not crazy. You're right.
I Deebo Samuel, for all the talk of he might have had a down season last year, he would have been their second leading wide receiver. Yeah. And when you look at total yards, he went for 806 from scrimmage. And he's 2 years removed from 1,100.
But I just think when you look at how well he was at 2 years ago, people compare everything to that. He was so good that year to where he can probably have a good year and people still say it's down.
Yeah, from the 21 season?
Yeah.
You bring back Noah Brown. You bring back K.J. Osborne, which is kind of interesting. Of all the guys they let walk, and OZ and Diami, and you bring back Osborne. You add Deebo, and I think you add Michael Gallup. I think the Gallup thing will be fascinating. If he still has a high gear there, he can help you. I don't know that he does. He's only 29.
Mm-hmm.
You draft Lane, who definitely has a high gear. And one dude I think people are like collectively sleeping on is Luke McCaffrey. I think last year expectations might have been too high for a third-round wideout. But going into year two, a guy that
after
has
you all- have one after you got a third-round wideout that's a top-notch dude around the league, you start expecting it.
That's true.
Then I mean, Terry.
Maybe Terry.
Terry's been like that since he walked through the door.
If you... You can take or leave the advanced analytics on this, but the advanced analytics suggest that Luke was really good at getting separation. So then it becomes a matter of like getting on the same page with Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Luke's also still kind of learning the wide receiver position.
True.
But I think he could have a much larger role.
I would think he will because, listen, very similar to me coming here with Coach Gibbs, that first year, if they really see something in you, they allow you a chance to learn. The next year, you have to compete now. And I believe that he should be. Because you watch him through the year. Early on, he seemed a little uneasy. Later, as the season went on, he began to look a lot more comfortable. He did get open a lot. But some of the times, the ball is already gone. Or he wasn't in the read, but he still was getting open. So this year, maybe, just maybe, things start to cook for him.
I mean, I think it'd be great. It would certainly help the offense. He's such a hardworking, good dude that I think it could certainly work. It seems like people have now decided because his rookie season was not a breakout that he can't play, and I would issue caution for that.
But see, the whole thing about it, Jay, I just think that's what fans do. They either go too far ahead or too far over the other direction. You can't be affected by that. You talk to the people that make the decisions every day. Do they still have an interest in it? Do they still believe he can play? That's all that matters.
We are talking NBA playoffs with Chris Miles coming up at noon. Chris Miles from NBA TV.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.